to get.
Repeater sounds good this morning.
Much better than yesterday, or what was it, Monday?
I think I was home Monday, maybe Tuesday.
That was, man. It was rough that morning.
Good morning, and I'm on the side roads. I got lucky in getting off at my regional breakfast stop because they had the troopers there preventing anybody getting on in either direction. So it kind of forces me to take back roads. I just, you know, I'm glad I got off before they shut it all down and I got caught again like I did last week.
I'm glad you did too. Ain't nothing worse than sitting in a traffic jam having to worry about somebody running you over.
So happy Friday for you, right?
Friday for me. Today is a long day.
For this weekend?
On Mountain, Saturday. Tomorrow, probably going to be doing vehicle maintenance. It's time for oil changes and stuff like that.
Yeah, schedule too. I got to change the oil in the truck and I got to rotate the tires on two of our cars. I was supposed to do it last weekend, but we had the grand opening at the shop and that consumed most of the weekend, so I'm going to do it this weekend instead.
Try to get it done before it gets cold. Hopefully everything will make it through the winter and don't have to do it then.
Yeah, at least get the tire rotation done on the EV because this thing chewed through its front tires like you wouldn't believe. And I haven't rotated these tires since I put them on and they've got about 25,000 miles on them. I'm already down to like 4/32 on the front, maybe even 3. So I got 6 on the back still, so I got to swap them out for sure.
That's one thing about those EVs, they are hard on tires. And some of it's the weight, and some of it's the instant torque, because it's actually spinning the tires when you're taking off, because it's just chewing through them.
That torque with the high acceleration, I mean, it's so easy to drive these things hard, you know, because they don't struggle to accelerate at all. And they put a lot more force on the tires, and that just, you know, that causes a lot more shear and a lot more wear. So, yeah, and plus, of course, you know, the extra 1,000 pounds for the battery. So, it's
just one of those give and takes in it. I mean, you want that performance, but then there's a downside to it. So, it's just part of it.
Give W Mobile.
KO4HCAT.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well.
Headache this morning, but other than that, we're doing great.
Shenanigans on I-85 again this morning. They've got the exits blocked where you can't get on. They haven't stopped 85 yet, but you can't get on anywhere. So I'm not sure what they've got planned for this morning.
I said it's always something new every day. I knew there was some kind of slowdown at the 84, but they didn't say north or south. Yeah, roger.
Our campground now, I'm just going to take this all the way down to Gossett, I guess.
The best, and then you'll miss everything.
Southbound, just to my right, and it's definitely moving. I'm right in front of Mann and Hummel right now. And, you know, south is moving, and now that my route has changed, I can't see the traffic over on Google Maps, but, yeah, I'm just going to take this all the way down.
It heads up. They're paving Gossett.
Ian, did you see what happened yesterday?
Be a negative.
26 back up officially.
See, I did see that a post on. I didn't see it on the TV, but I saw it on a post that said they had at least one lane open. That'll be good. That'll save me some time when I go to Kentucky.
I had that little detour around that everybody I talked to said it wasn't that big a deal. It's just, you know, no more than 5 miles out of your way.
One of the directions you can access all the exits, but the other direction you can't.
Can you go up there, they'd get it opened up, right?
Yeah. But man, that was a long drive.
Well, for I-40, is it?
And one lane open by the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but even if they get one lane in each direction, can you imagine the traffic jam that's going to be through there?
better off making it one lane the whole way, and traffic could probably flow better than letting it be two lanes and funnel down to one.
You know what? It's going to be a mess in there for the next year through the gorge. So, I had to figure out something.
To keep the river from undercutting the, you know, the bank.
Only thing they can do is put some big old boulders in there.
Yes,
that shouldn't expect any better. Plus the contractors, they're just trying to make as much money as they can.
Hey, fat cow.
Step out for a minute, I'm going to stop and get me some breakfast, and I will be back shortly. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for just a minute.
Traffic on 2 meter simplex. I thought it was pretty crazy. I don't think I ever hear anything, but it's like it opened up. And there were a bunch of people on.
I've two running all the way up to Kentucky and all the way back. Never heard of people.
Yeah, it was, but I was sitting there just scanning, and all of a sudden, 5-2 just lit up. I mean, there were just people left and right talking on it.
Give us a couple of extra days for Christmas break this year. Just a couple of days. The plant's going to be closed that Thursday and Friday. You can have it off unpaid or you can take vacation.
What do you think? They're just making you take 2 days off and either use your PTO or get unpaid. I heard that is a 2-day-long layoff.
Trying to cut costs for the end of the year. Business is down a little bit, I guess, because of election year.
We're on southbound 85 right here at 62. Man, he just about stopped in the interstate. He's got the whole right lane starting to back up. People trying to go around.
I'm getting on down that way.
But, I mean, it's just like he just started slowing down, and now people can't get around him. Where he's got 2 miles before he gets to Highway 101, so I don't know what he's going to do.
I like this new asphalt they've got on 85 this far down. I don't know what milepost I'm at, but yeah, they've been laying down the new blacktop, and it's really nice.
Right. Spots where they just could always drive in the far right lane, and it's like there's a few spots where they just did not do a good job of smoothing it out, but. Well, gentlemen, I gotta get off of here. It's getting off of my exit, so I'm gonna take this antenna off top of the car. So, y'all be safe this morning, and I hope we'll haul at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on you finally.
Hey, have a good one, Andrew. Catch you later. KO4CF.
Have a great day. Be safe. We'll chat with you tomorrow. W2JKT.
Andrew, KO4HKX. Sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I like McDonald's.
About the same, too.
Last time I ate it at a McDonald's was like 1990, I want to say 1995, 94, something like that.
QT. I stopped at the QT down the corner from Ken's house.
Oh, disgusting. I just can't do it.
Yes. But, you know, what do you do? Can't get into none of the restaurants this time of day in this truck.
Biscuitville.
That's a little out of the way.
Ed in Greenville.
That's University Ridge, like at the bottom of Farming Field.
A great breakfast.
Go ahead.
There's a biscuit head in Asheville, too. I can't remember if it's Asheville or Hendersonville, but, yeah, biscuit head's got a really good breakfast.
Hendersonville, so it must be Asheville, because, and to be honest with you, I try to avoid Asheville altogether anymore.
A lot of the time, we went up for the Biltmore last December. Was it last December or the one before? I can't remember, but we went up to do the Christmas tour at the Biltmore, and it was, the whole city was just impossible to move around in.
Better come down here to Greenville.
In Kentucky, I got a big thing of hash browns, a country fried steak, 2 eggs, toast, coffee, $6.99.
I've got my drethers. I try to pick one of the little mom and pop meat and threes for breakfast or something like that. Ken and Eric with us. You and Eric.
Ready, KT.
gotcha.
To my first stop here in just a few minutes.
10 miles out.
Backliner.
290, I think.
Aren't you?
85, but yeah, I'm on 85.
On autopilot, right?
Dumpster fire. It's okay now. I mean, we're moving, but it's moving at the speed limit.
Hit the speed limit on 85 anymore.
Left lane, you can do just about the speed limit around here.
85, it was stop and go. Today.
Today for lunch.
Say where?
Lunch at Josie's on Thursday. To be on the property, so I just park over there. Almost off.
The grading was missing in the drains there at the entrance.
Interesting. Watching cars come flying, trying to cut that red light, and come flying through there, and I seen one, he blew a couple, both front tires out.
The dragway up there. Greer.
Dragway's still open. Tonight's test and tune.
Like I thought they closed it or just had some kind of noise abatement or something a long time ago.
Be done by 11 o'clock or something like that, and they have to, some other rules, but I don't know all of it. I hadn't been in years.
Or just, you know, play actually, but I guess you call it racing now in the 60s.
Bunch of subdivisions around the racetrack, and then after they built them, they decided to complain about the noise.
Exactly.
The racetrack was there when they built the subdivisions and bought the houses.
That's right. You know, they did that here, too.
Some license up in Philadelphia, they tried to shut down the airport I was taking lessons at because they built all these houses right around the airport, and then they were like, oh my God, I don't like the noise.
This morning in Greer about 4:30, and it was unusually loud for some reason, and it was long.
Flight World out there, it's out toward Greer off 101, Johnny Stewart.
We're out there off of 101.
Had that in these Johnny Stewart did that when they started off with those experimentals and even ultralights.
All that, but I know it's still there. I drive by it this afternoon.
That little place, I've flown out there a few times. I knew him pretty good. Late 80s, early 90s. People started building, you know, subdivisions, you know, in the neighborhood here, and they started complaining about the airstrip here. Just to close an airstrip.
Money.
But still.
That city of Bluebell actually voted to close the airport that I was taking my lessons at, but then the federal government wouldn't let them because the federal government had paid for a runway extension and was, you know, funding the airport as a reliever airport for Philadelphia International. So the federal government said, nope, you can't do that.
Well, it was actually good for something.
Around here, and it wound up. They told them that it wasn't represented right to them, you know. But they knew it was here. They did it anyway. Thought they could shut it down.
Let them build that one up there at the house next to the church. That one's only been there, maybe 20 years at the most. I couldn't believe they let them build. At the end of the runway, there was two propane bursting tanks. Tanks for the railroad to come through there. and they were directly across the road, right in line with the runway.
Sounds nice, doesn't it? The guy at the end of the runway's got those horses. He was trying to shut all that down, you know, when the plane's coming in and out. His horses, it was bothering his horses, the plane's coming in and out. Yeah. Case.
The things people complain about, knowing it going in, they just want to be, cause problems.
And, there's a few Yanks down here. We had one that moved in the 90s. He moved here. First thing he started doing, he's a pilot. He started complaining about people doing flybys, you know, low passes and stuff. But he went to the FAA at the time. Downtown Greenville was FAA controlled, and he complained about it. One of my buddies that came by and did a pass, and they called. He called me from Tower, where they had, you know, pulled him up there after he landed, and complained about him doing a flyby. They had a complaint about him doing illegal flies. It wasn't illegal. He had permission to land here. And I told him to clear the runway before you come in, because it could be some animals or deer, dogs or something. I said, if you see anything you don't like, do another pass. See if you can clear it. And if you can't, then you'll just have to go back to Greenville. And they said, well, they didn't realize that's what he was doing. I said, yeah, man, had permission to land here. I live here. And they said, okay, this one cat's been complaining about, we're tired of him calling here, complaining about everything. So after that, everybody started doing flybys. All the airplanes around here did, and he finally moved.
There's ways to take care of people like that. You just got to play within the rules.
FARs, you know, but what he'd do is come do a flyby, and that would get me outside, and then he'd come back by, and I could wave at him when he came by the second time, but we used it as a book. Finally moved. I buzzed a Beechcraft Baron 58 down through here one day, really low and fast, too, and I think that kind of ended him.
Well, guys, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. Y'all have a great day, dude. Maybe I'll catch you later today, Eric. Maybe I'll catch you on your way home. But have a great day and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. I've arrived to you, so I'm going to say 7-3 to Eric and dude. You guys have an awesome day, and catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Andrews, or Ken 73, hope you guys both have a great day. We'll catch you later, W2JKT.
Y'all work overtime if you can. Yeah, that Social Security stuff, it really helps. Catch you later. N4AZ.
What in, dude?
Kind of in between Easley and Dacusville, but I guess it's still considered Easley.
I live down in Seneca, and but now I'm up in Shelby, North Carolina. I commute down to Anderson a couple days a week for work. So, yeah, familiar with Easley area a little bit.
How doing?
Manager at Ryobi over here off exit 27.
I guess it's still active, isn't it? The one here in on Highway 8, is it still anything going on there?
Highway 81, but yeah, we have our big distribution center and our engineering offices there. We do the, you know, we built a new innovation center. I guess we moved into it in 2019. The distribution center went in 2016. And then the outdoor center came in a little bit after that. So, yeah, it's a pretty big complex we have here.
That manufactured in America.
We do a lot. We do some outdoor products here. A lot of it's still in Asia, but, we do have some stuff that's made here. And, you know, the big thing is we have all the jobs here. So that's the good thing.
Yes, I guess in Asia they do it cheaper, don't they?
Yeah, we do design work here, do all the electrical and mechanical designs. We do some electrical and mechanical design in Asia, but most of it's here. And then, you know, we do manufacturing here and in Asia. This is kind of mixed, you know. If it's a large, bulky product, we'll make it here to avoid the shipping. And then, you know, the smaller, you know, the smaller, less expensive ones, you know, we'll make over there, just whatever works out. But, yeah, we try to do right by people and make stuff that people want. So, fun job. I've been there 6.5 years now, and I like it a lot. I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Like I said, in flying, if you love flying and that's what you choose as a career, you'll never work a day in your life.
But, yeah, I'm starting to get down here where I'm going to lose the repeater. So I'll go ahead and sign with you, dude. Say 73. I hope you have a great day. And I'm usually around in the afternoon, too, so maybe I'll catch you a little bit later. This is W2, JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, and it was Andrew, right? What was your name?
Sure, Gecko Romeo with you, Charlie.
Names, I just can't remember them. I'm too old. All right, Eric. Good to talk to you. Catch you later on. N4AZ.